Hello.
Mr. Burns, how you doing? It's Mario.
Where's Sales?
I'm the gentleman that spoke with you maybe a couple of weeks ago in reference to listing the business on Google.
Oh, yeah. I called this morning.
Yeah, you called in, but I was with another client, so they asked me to give you a call back.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay.
So tell me, Mr. Burns, the leads with Angie's are not very fruitful, huh?
No, I got 17. And
oh.
I've been having them for the last 3 weeks or more. And nobody called yet. And they
wow.
tell me don't call. So I got tired of waiting, so I tried to call some of the numbers. Nobody answered. One person answered. And that was almost a month ago. And he said, you're going out of town. Say, I'll be back on Monday. And I'll give you a call so you can come to get the work I need done. And I hear nothing from him since then.
Wow. Wow.
So I don't have time to deal with anything that's like that.
Okay. Well, like I told you that day that we spoke, this is completely different. This is a flat rate, a month-to-month service, and then
you
don't have to be calling the customers. The customers are going to be calling you.
No, that's what they told me. But when I called back to find out what was the problem, because nobody was calling, they said, oh, no, you're not supposed to call. You're supposed to wait till the customer call. I said, that's been almost 3 weeks.
Yeah, you're talking about Angie Services, Mr. Burns. I'm calling you in reference to the Google services to get your company.
I know why I call you all.
Okay.
You know,
hold
y'all
on.
Coming out now.
Yeah. So the way that this works is, we would list Donlin Burns Remodeling, your remodeling company, on the first page of Google, Mr. Burns. So, anytime anybody goes on Google and is looking for whether it's restroom remodeling, bathroom remodeling, drywall, whatever service, your company is going to pop up as one of those top recommended companies on the first page of Google.
Okay.
Now, here's the difference. What sets us aside is that most people, when I say most people, I'm referring to about 97% of the population in the country uses Google, to do their, I'm sure even yourself, when you're looking for something, right? I mean, what platform do you use, right? I'm sure you get on Google and do your searches on Mm-hmm.
all the time.
Yep. So that's why I always tell people, you know, when they say, because you're not the first one, Mr. Burns, that I get bad feedback about, you know, Angie's List or Home Advisor, and I tell them, well, I said, when you're getting on the internet to search for something, what do you use? And everybody says Google, and I said, well, there's your answer.
Mm-hmm.
So all right now. Mr. Burns, have they built a website for the company yet or not yet?
No, not yet.
Okay, I think that's where we talked about the last time. You still didn't have the website. Okay, perfect. Bear with me here 1 second. Now, do you have pictures of any of the work that you do, Mr. Burns, or you don't have pictures yet?
No, I have pictures, though. And let's see, we had all... A storm, the last storm we had there was the house real bad. And this is about everything. I had to throw away all papers and stuff because I always keep all my papers inside the house and cabinets and stuff. But I really did my own house too.
Oh,
not
okay.
Just me, I got electrician, plumber, AC people, everything.
Very
nice.
Very, very nice. Okay. Only reason I'm asking, Mr. Burns, is that part of the service that we offer We will build you a website, and we wouldn't charge you anything additional for that. It's already included in the service.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, how far, what city are you working out of, Mr. Burns?
New Orleans.
Okay. How far outside of New Orleans are you willing to travel for clients?
Well, Chalmette, Metairie, and the other side of the river is like Harahan, Gretna, and other locations like that there. And some like Slidell.
Okay. Perfect.
That's the ones around New Orleans.
Okay. Okay. Perfect.
And like
perfect.
In Metairie, we go all the way out to Louisiana. That's almost to the airport.
That's okay.
That's a big area. Yeah.
And how many miles is that?
Oh, from Wyoming to Kenner?
Uh-huh.
Like about 15, 20 miles.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to put you about 25, 30 miles out just so you can
have more
clients and more visibility. Okay. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Bear with me one second here. Okay. So anything that has to do with the interior of the home, you're doing it, right, Mr. Burns? Like flooring, drywall, kitchen remodel, bathroom remodel?
Well, I got people can do anything.
Excellent. That's what I wanted.
Plumber, AC, all drywall, yep.
Okay. Perfect. That's what I wanted to hear. Okay. Excellent. Bear with me here one quick second. Okay. And then keep in mind that now you will, let me pull this up here. You're going to come up right next to like Home Resolution, Schneider Construction, Riverbend Remodeling, MLM Remodel, Prime Construction, and Jose Remodeling. Those are the guys, Mr. Burns, that are on the first page of Google right now, and that's how they stay quite busy. So we're going to be listing you right alongside of these gentlemen, okay, on the first page, okay? Again, we do ask for a three-month verbal agreement. There's no contract. It's month-to-month. The pricing on the month-to-month service is $299 a month, and it's a flat rate, okay? It doesn't matter how many customers you get, how many leads you get, all you're going to be paying monthly is $299 per month, okay?
Mm-hmm.
As long as you pay that, we will continue promoting you on that first page of Google, okay? Now, the other question I do want to ask is, you have a crew, right, Mr. Burns? You're not working solo?
No.
Okay.
No, I got everybody. Anything needs to be done, I got people I can get my hands on.
Okay. Perfect. 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 Okay. Bear with me here one quick second. Let me put that on here. The first month of service, the only thing that you do pay, just so you know, Mr. Burns, that every customer that gets on the first page pays is a $99 setup fee. But you only pay those $99 the first month, and then every month after, the pricing is always going to stay the same, $299. Now, are you open for commercial work, or you're just doing residential, Mr. Burns?
Either one.
Either one. Okay, that's what I like to hear as well. Okay, perfect. All right, and then what's a good email address for you, Mr. Burns?
DonlinBurns@gmail.com.
Donlin Burns?
Right. @gmail.com.
Okay. @gmail.com. Okay, that came back as a valid email. The 504-421-5090 number, is that a good number where the customers can reach you, Mr. Burns, or do you have a separate number?
No, yes, it is.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, bear with me here one quick second. All right, bear with me one second here.
Okay.
Okay, give me one second while I'm updating all the information. Okay, give me one second. Okay, I'm almost done here, brother. Thank you for being patient.
Okay.
Alrighty, let's see here. Okay, perfect. All right, here we go. Now, what days and what times that you wanted to show on Google, Mr. Burns, that you are open and available to take calls from customers?
Oh, all except Sundays. I go to church on Sundays.
Okay, you go to church on Sundays. So
mm-hmm.
Monday through Saturday.
Well, if some of the cool people want to work, I let them go out there and do the work.
Okay. Monday through Saturday. Okay. What time to what time, brother?
From 8 until like about 6.
Okay. I'm going to put you down 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. All right. Bear with me here one quick second. Okay. And then what address do you have the business registered to, Mr. Burns?
Oh, repeat that.
What address do you have the business registered to?
Oh, 1717 Benton Street, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70117.
Okay, perfect. I just pulled it up here. All right, bear with me one second. Okay, and then on Monday, Mr. Burns, you're gonna get a courtesy call from one of our technicians. They're going to be the guys that are gonna set up the website for you. They're gonna do the listing on Google, and help you with the ads on Facebook as well. What time on Monday would you have about 30 minutes to spare?
Let
me see.
I think my wife's
in my
doctor's apartment.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead and check that. No worries.
Let me see. Hello.
Yes, I'm here.
In your doctor's appointment there. Oh, she on the phone right now. She's talking on the phone right now. I'm not sure if a doctor, but it wouldn't be any problem, though, because most of the time, I'm mostly bringing the material, any kind of material and stuff they need to make sure the wick is going right.
Okay.
The ones I got, I don't have to be watching them. Because they know how I am. If you screw up, you're gone. That's something I don't play with, because that's my reputation. So I don't have no problem with them doing the way it's supposed to be done.
Okay. So let's see here. Let me let you know what times is available here.
Okay.
Anytime
Monday.
Okay. All right. On Monday, I have an afternoon, or in the morning. I have a 10 a.m. or I have a 3 and a 5 p.m.
10 a.m. would be good.
10 a.m. Okay.
That'd be a good time.
Perfect. Bear with me 1 second here. All right, bear with me here 1 second. Okay, perfect. Okay, so I set you up for 10 a.m. That's going to be 10 a.m. Monday. Okay.
Good time.
Yes, perfect. Now, I do have to create a password for the account, Mr. Burns. This is in case you call us or we call you. We
mm-hmm.
have to verify that we're speaking with you and you alone. So, there's three questions that you can choose from, brother. Your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's name.
You know my mother's maiden name, Thompson.
Thompson?
T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N.
Okay. Perfect. So Thompson's going to be the security password to the account. Okay.
Okay.
And then to get the ball rolling, Mr. Burns, the company does allow you two separate ways.
No. You know what? I'm going to take Thompson and put my wife's name on, Beatrice.
Oh. Okay. How do you spell that?
V-E-A. T-R-I-C-E.
Okay. Beatrice. Okay. Okay, so Beatrice is going to be it. Okay, and then there's two different ways that the company allows you to satisfy that monthly payment, Mr. Burns. You can either take care of this with a company card if you have one for Don Leo Burns, or you can use a personal debit or credit card. Which would you prefer?
Well, I've been using my debit card.
Debit card, okay. So the card that you're using, because we work with very secure systems here through our company, does it say Don Leo Burns, or does it have a middle initial?
Don Leo Burns, no middle.
No middle initial, okay.
I deal with Chase Bank.
Chase Bank, okay, perfect. All right, give me 1 second. Let me update that information on here. Okay. And is this a Visa, MasterCard, or American Express?
A Visa.
A Visa. Okay, bear with me 1 second. Okay. All Visa starts with the number 4, Mr. Burns. When you're ready, go ahead.
Get out now. Yes, yeah, start with the number 4.
Go ahead.
You want all the numbers?
Yeah, all the numbers in front of the card, correct.
40-60-42-55-84-15-34-62.
Okay, and the expiration date?
12/29.
Okay, and then the CC code is going to be the last 3 digits behind the card.
080.
Okay. All right, give me 1 second, Mr. Burns, while I verify that the card that you provided is a valid one. And then we can get the ball rolling here. So just bear with me here 1 quick second. Okay. All right. While I'm doing that, I do have to read our disclosure to you. So, and then we can wrap it up here. Before I process the payment, Mr. Burns, I have to walk you through what is called a voice verification. The reason behind this, is that we do have you in a discounted pre-agreement, and as an added form of protection, I'm going to send this to you in writing with your invoice. If you have any questions as I'm going through the information, please feel free to let me know any questions or concerns. Okay. Welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. This call is being both monitored and recorded for quality assurance. To make sure that I have everything correct, can you please state the name of the business?
DonaldBarnes@gmail.com. DonaldBarnes@gmail.com.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. Thank you very much. And can you please state your name and the title that you have with the company?
Don Leo Burns.
Are you the owner?
Yes.
Okay. And you are an authorized party to enter this agreement on behalf of Don Leo Burns Remodeling, correct?
Don Leo Burns, D-O-N-L-Y-N-N.
Correct. Don Leo, I'm sorry. Donlin Burns, you are an authorized user to enter this agreement on behalf of the company, correct?
Right.
Okay. And you are an authorized user on the billing information you provided, correct?
Yeah, I am the owner.
Okay. Thank you so much. To get results as fast as possible, we ask that you're also involved in the growth of the campaign. For this reason, we ask if you agree to be responsive to our phone calls and emails when it's necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. As a result of increased visibility, if you do receive calls from anyone else, you want to verify that it's us on the phone. Keep in mind, we're always going to ask for Beatrice, which is going to be your security password.
Right. Okay.
Perfect. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representatives, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term that you're with us, which means that if you ever hire another company that does what we do, we ask that you keep us in the loop with that, okay?
Uh-huh.
As part of the verification process, it's essential that Local Splash receives any documents in a timely manner, such as any license, proof of insurance, any pictures that you want us to use for the website. Just make sure that you get that information sent in within a 7-day time frame, if not a little bit sooner. Okay?
You want extension of the license for the workers? Is that what you mean? Because all of them are licensed.
Yeah, no, no. When you get the call, when you speak to the technician on Monday at 10 a.m., he's going to ask you for, you know, if you have the license, the insurance, and so forth, so we can move the process along.
Well, I don't have to have it because
No. You're not required to have it. You're not required. Don't worry about it. It's just something that we ask if you did have it, but you don't have to have it. You're correct. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Your payment for the initial term is processed today, which is March 12th. It's the $299 with the $99 processing fee. It's $398, which is non-refundable. That's going to be processed today, March 12th. And then moving forward, keep in mind it's a flat rate of $299. You're going to pay that every 12th of the month, the $299. Now, this is a 3-month verbal agreement. Your next month payment will not be due until the 12th of April. Okay, that's when your next monthly service is due, which is recurring. Now, keep in mind, Mr. Burns, that you may discontinue this service at any time by calling customer service. Do you have a paper and pen so I can give you the number?
Yeah.
Okay. It's 877-635-6225. If you want to write it down again, that's 877-635-6225, and you must speak to a live representative. Now, if you cancel within the first 90 days, an early termination fee would apply, but to prevent charges from the next month's service, we ask that you call us at least 3 days prior to the next billing cycle. Also, please make sure that on Monday at 10 a.m., you are attentive to the phone call, Mr. Burns. It's important, okay? Because you're going to be speaking to our technician, those are the guys that are going to do the website for you, and they're going to take care of all the back end stuff. So make sure that you're attentive to the calls, okay? All right. Bear with me here 1 second. Let me get this process. And you do have access to your email, right, Mr. Burns?
Yeah. That's
okay. Okay. Did you get the number correctly?
Yeah, I have the phone number. 877-635-6225. Wait, let me get, hold on 1 second. Let me get it for you.
Okay. Now, Mr. Burns, when I tried to process the payment just now, it was rejected. One of the reasons normally because I have Chase
as
well.
Yeah, the amount that I have in there right now, yeah, because I put some a good bit of that out on some old way I did on the house.
Oh, okay. So how much do you have on there now?
When would I be? Well, what would be my start date?
Yeah, it's your start date.
I always like to do things, you know, because I always keep my backup, my retirement check, and my backup.
Your start date is going to be starting today, the 12th of every month. Now,
the 12th day, that's the date the payment has to be made, right?
Yes, so that's the day the payment has to be made.
I'd rather have to be on the 3rd.
Okay.
My retirement check goes into the bank at that time.
Okay,
but I use that for the house and for any other bill that I have.
Okay, all right.
Include that with that.
Okay, now, did you get a notification to your phone by any chance from the bank?
Oh, about my account?
Because normally, because I have Chase as well, and normally when you get a charge from a company, Chase will decline it, and you have to just type in yes and then hit send. So they know it's you that's trying to use the card. Did you get that notification from your bank?
Oh, no, I never had any problem with Chase. I've been with Chase since it started being Chase.
Yeah, no, but I'm asking because that's something new that they have going on. Did you get a text message from Chase? Look at your phone and let me know if you got a text message from Chase. But a lot of the times they do it for security reasons, and it's gonna ask you if you're the person that's trying to process this payment, for us to help you with the Google services. So did you get a message from Chase or you did not?
No, I haven't gotten any.
Okay. All right. So let me figure out why. This was rejected. Give me 1 second.
Was you putting in a certain amount? I think I got like about two something left in there because I spent a little bit of money because I was doing some work on the house and everything.
All right, give me a second. Let me. I'm gonna adjust the pricing for you as a courtesy then, since you don't have that amount. Okay, give me a second.
That's why I want payments to be done on the 3rd.
Okay, I will work.
I'm having enough money for to keep the money in the bank.
Okay, no worries.
My retirement check is back up.
Okay, no worries. I will work with my team so we can change that to the 3rd of next month. But for right now, I'm gonna adjust the pricing for you as a courtesy, to see if we're able to push this through so we can get started. And I adjusted the price to $249 per month. We normally don't do that, Mr. Burns, but I definitely want to make sure that we're working with you. So give me 1 second here. Let me just go ahead and change that, and I'm going to do that as a courtesy for you.
I appreciate it.
Okay, the billing address on your Chase account, is it also 1717 Benton Street?
Yes.
Okay. And then your name is Donlynn, last name Burns, Donnell Burns. Okay.
Donlynn.
Okay,
yeah,
hold on. Give me one.
My son is down here. I'm down.
Okay, give me 1 second. Okay, give me 1 second.
See what I did? I took someone out the bank because the guy comes in and got my washing machine for me. I want to make sure I got enough money to pay him. And what I don't need, I just put it back in there. But I don't know how much he's going to charge me.
Okay, so right now on the card you have about $200, you said?
Yeah, I think okay. It should be a little over $200. I took enough off, I'm about to get another washing machine. If you say it's going to be too much to get it fixed, I'll just get another washing machine.
All right, let me try something here. Bear with me 1 second. I want to give this another shot here for you. We're going to do the local service bundle, which is putting the company on the first page of Google. And I'm still going to do the website for you, okay? Okay, bear with me here 1 second. All right. All right, let's try. I went ahead and reduced that to $199 because I tried it at $249 and it didn't go through. So I'm really trying to work with you here, Mr. Burns. Hello, Mr. Burns, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, all right, bear with me 1 second. Okay, so it seems like I don't think that you have even that amount because it just came back as insufficient funds, Mr. Burns.
It got about two something in there.
Okay, yeah, I just tried it for $199, and it's telling me that you don't have that amount available.
Sure.
So you might want to check. You want to check? You can go ahead and check it, unless you have a different card that we can run.
No, it's on the card. Oh, my God. My son got the red card.
Yeah, let's.
He gets his medicine off my red card.
Okay, we can try that one.
Yeah, he had cancer, so I let him get that card to get his medicine. So I knew he wasn't here when we got him, so he probably went to get his medicine. But it won't be no problem, though. I promise you that.
Okay.
But the work will be good. They know what they have to do. When I tell them the work they have to do, I tell them nothing else. All I do is go make sure they got the supplies and whatever else that they need.
Mm-hmm.
I supply with everything. They don't have to be leaving the job to go get anything. I bring it to them.
Okay. Mr. Burns, I try to run the card for $199, and mm-hmm. it says there's no sufficient funds on there.
Well, let me try it, and I'm going to call you right back. I want to see what they got in there.
Okay, you know what I'll do? I'll call you back in about 10 minutes.
Okay, then. Good enough.
Okay, all right. Bye-bye now.
Okay.